This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Op de Get Up and Go Breakfast en tyd vir ons motiveringsboodskap met Zanti Swanepoel. Goeiemôre Zanti, baie welkom by die program.
Goeiemôre Anton en al die luisteraar.
Hoop dit gaan goed.
Vanuit, ons leef by ons omstandighede, ons kies om te weet dat die Here vir ons lief is en dit is nogal 'n wat kan mens sê 'n varsoggend in Pretoria. Dit is lekker koud.
Ek wou nou net sê, ekskuus ek het in hierdie geval jy wou sê vanuit 'n en toe sny ek jou 'n bietjie af, so is 'n bietjie koel daar by jou.
Ja nee, dis 'n varsoggend hoor.
Okay.
Jy kan voel dis winter die kant.
Ja. So ons sien uit na jou vars motivering vir vandag.
Vars motivering. Weet jy wat Anton en luisteraars, ek wil sommer net 'n bietjie vir oggend praat oor iets en ons dan uitdaag rondom dit ook. Ek het net so op my hart dat ons lewens en ons aksies, dit wat ons mond sê, moet volg. En dit sê so lekker in Engels en my vraag aan jou vanoggend en aan myself en aan elke een, ja, wat luister is, when God opens your heart, does your heart and your life follow him? Jy sien, dis maklik om te praat, maar 'n boom word geken aan sy vrugte. Ek word so baie keer herinner dat 'n lemoenboom is 'n lemoenboom, maar as daar net 'n taggie op staan wat lemoenboom is, dan gaan ek eintlik eers regtig weet dit is een as ek lemoene op hom sien groei. So ek en jy kan nie net praat die dinge van die Here, dit wat in die woord van die Here opgesluit is. Ons lewens moet weerspieël daarvan. En soveel keer dink ons, Anton, ons moet eers al ons eentjies in 'n ry kry voordat die Here ons kan gebruik. Of ek moet eers dit en dat en die ander en dan kan ek myself bruikbaar maak vir die Here. Maar ek wil vandag vir jou vat na 'n vrou toe in die Bybel wat die teendeel aan ons bewys. Dat God jou kan gebruik net daar waar jy is. Suksesvol, onsuksesvol, waar jy bruikbaar of onbruikbaar voel. In jou nou en jou hier, wie jy is, kan hy gebruik. You see, Lydia of Thyatira, nou in vandag se tyd Turkye, was the first recorded convert to Christianity in Europe. And she is mentioned in Acts 16 verses 11 to 12 and 16 verses 40. You see, Lydia was originally from the city of Thyatira in the present day, I said it's Turkey. And she was a very successful businesswoman who sold expensive purple cloth, a luxury fabric associated with wealth and royalty. And although she was a Gentile, she worshipped the God of Israel and regularly met with other believers by a riverside for prayer. And when Paul preached the gospel, the Lord opened her heart. It is written that way. To receive his message, and she and her entire household was baptized. Lydia then invited Paul and his companions to stay in her home, demonstrating remarkable hospitality and generosity. And after Paul and Silas were released from prison in Philippi, they returned to Lydia's house, where they met and encouraged other believers. Her home likely became the one of the first meeting places for the church in Philippi. God opens one person's heart, and her home is the start of the church in a city. You see, Lydia was not a preacher. She was not a queen. She was a businesswoman, a seller of purple cloth, successful, respected, and financially stable. Yet, something was still missing. So she prayed. She listened. She sought God. Scripture tells us in Acts 16, verses 14, the Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. God did not change her career first. He did not remove her success. He opened her heart before he redirected her life. When Lydia believed, her faith did not remain private. En dit is dit wat ek jou wil uitdaag vanoggend. Does our faith stay extremely private? You see, for her, it didn't. It moved her home. It reshaped her priorities. She opened her house, supported the ministry, and became the first recorded believer in Europe. Lydia's story reminds me and should remind you that faith is not about position. It is about posture. A heart open to God will always lead to a life open to others. We often think we need to be ready, soos ek gesê het, al die eende in 'n ry, before God can use us. But Lydia shows us that God uses what you already have, your work, your resources, your influence. She did not just receive the gospel, she made room for it. So to us listening, to you listening to this word, is your heart open? Or is your life simply too full? Because when God opens your heart, your life will always follow. Lydia is remembered as a woman of faith, influence, generosity, and leadership. Her story beautifully illustrates how God uses willing hearts and everyday faithfulness to establish His church. She serves as an example of someone whose open heart, open home, and open hands helped advance the gospel, and in doing so, the kingdom of God. My prayer for myself and to everyone listening and everyone at the studio is our lives following the words we speak? Because if our hearts are open, our life should be that of serving others. We should be open to people coming to us for prayer, for advice, for help. So may this challenge you, may it bless you, because it surely challenged me, but blessed me more. And may you have a wonderful Wednesday, knowing that open hearts to God leads to a fulfilling and wonderful, useful life in His kingdom. Amen.
As jy Santi, dankie weer eens vir daai motivering. Ons sien altyd daarna uit op 'n Woensdag. 'n Lieflike dag vir jou. Ons gaan volgende week weer gesels.
Baie dankie vir julle ook. Tata.
Tot sits.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 AM. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.